Back in Alva, Class B state championship game, our last game of the year here in our Road to the Top coverage. And right now, Laverne Tigers lead the Balco Forgan Bulls 18-0 at the half. And, kid, what an incredible change, or I guess a sequence of events to end that first half. As we were in a defensive struggle, and then with 30 seconds to go, we get the long touchdown pass from Peyton Freeman to Houston Bockelman. But Balco Forgan gets the ball back with about 10 seconds, elect to pass, and Mason Massey picks it off, runs it back for a touchdown. And what a momentum shifter. Laverne is just, that defense has really come to play tonight, and it's been a great defensive game plan for the Tigers.
Yeah, if Laverne holds on to win this game, that 30-second stretch is what's going to be looked at as that is the difference maker in this game. We have a 6-0 defensive struggle, neither team really getting anything going. You almost have more punts than first downs, it felt like at times.
Yeah, and the Bulls have turned it over three times in this football game. They've got two fumbles and that interception at the end. Only the third interception of the year for Jaden Hall. And all of them have been in the last 2 weeks, two against Doerr and then this one. So Hall's going to have to take care of the football in the second half. It started out, back and forth defensive battle. There was a turnover on downs as Balco Forgan got the ball first, then a punt, then another punt deep in the end zone for Balco Forgan. They were lucky to get it out of there. And then an interception as Peyton Conkle came away with the first turnover of the game with his second interception of the season. Then instantly, two plays later, and this is really where Balco Forgan's gotten into trouble. They finally had some good going, and then they fumble the football. Carson Lovell just takes it from Jaden Hall, and that led to a 28-yard touchdown run at the end of the first quarter for Felix Teal, who got everyone on the board first. Then it was 6-0. Come out of that quarter, another defensive struggle. We had a turnover on downs, followed by a punt, followed by another punt, and then another a fumble recovery by Logan Freeman. Jaden Hall trying to make something happen, loses the football, gives it to Freeman. Laverne gets set up. They've got just enough time left to have a little drive, and with about 27 seconds or so left on that clock, Peyton Freeman finds Houston Bockelman, who was in the game because Teal had a little bit of now Bockelman plays quite a bit for them, so who knows, he may have been in there anyway, but Teal came out with equipment, or he's bleeding or something. He came out for a few plays, and then Bockelman came in and scores that touchdown play. So, what a luxury depth is when you can put a play. Houston Bockelman would start and lead a lot of teams in rushing yardage on other teams in Class B. For this team, he's just another part of another weapon of that nameless, faceless Laverne Tiger team that is just a brick wall to play against. And they after that score, about a 36-yard, it was a 36-yard touchdown pass. Ball goes back to Balco. They throw that Mason Massey interception, and Mason runs it back as in the touchdown. And we have seen a little bit of everything, as you mentioned a little bit ago. We saw helping into the end zone penalty. No two-point conversions have been scored tonight. All three of them failed.
We almost had one, though.
We almost had one. We tried to get one.
We got so close.
It's a windy day, but the wind hasn't really been. It's not like a lot of these balls have hung up in the air from the wind. It's affected the kicking game a little bit, but not so much the offenses. Is Balco Forgan, I mean, if you're in that locker room right now, what do you think Coach Regeer, Coach Nichols are telling their team?
I think the main thing you've got to think about is we're beating ourselves here. Three big turnovers that every time it seems we start to get something going, like you mentioned, the Peyton Conkle interception, you get a big play and you fumble it immediately after. You have Jaden Hall trying to extend and he somehow loses the ball out of his hand that felt like just an unforced error there. The only really one that felt like it was more Laverne stepping up than anything else that was kind of forced was the pick six here right before the half by Massey. But other than that, just play your game, really. It sounds simple enough. It's hard to do against the Laverne team, but if they can come out and play the way they've played all year, they can get right back in this thing.
Yeah, Laverne's so disciplined. And one thing I noticed on that interception, they were waiting on it. They had a blocking plan in place for if that ball got picked off. As there were some lead blocking going on. And Massey, who's faster than you think he might be because he's so strong. I mean, he's not very big, but you beat everybody to the edge, and it really caught Balco Forgan off guard. They didn't think he was going to get the edge. They didn't think he was going to run it back. They thought if we throw the interception, we can still tackle him in bounds. We'll be okay. And it's just a great game plan overall. This Laverne team really dialed in. They haven't missed a lot of tackles. They haven't made a ton of mistakes. And, we mentioned the penalties for Balco Forgan being a problem a little bit in the year. They've had a few already tonight and haven't helped them as well. You got to play a clean second half. And that's what they're going to have to do. The Bulls are going to have to do to come back in this football game. About 38 seconds left. Now, we never kick these things off right at the zeros at halftime. I imagine they're going to put a couple more minutes on the clock. But the officials are already out there trying to move this thing along.
I don't blame him. That's one of those, hey, it feels like 32 degrees out here on the field. Let's get out of here.
Yeah,
I know we're supposed to add that extra 3 minutes, but do we really want to do that tonight?
If we'd have played this game two nights from now, it'd be 75.
That's true. So if we played this game at 2:30 today,
it would have been 75. So.
Would have been 75 and 35-mile-an-hour winds.
This seems like God's way of saying, you got two Northwest Oklahoma teams. You got a panhandle team and a fringe panhandle team here. Let's give them panhandle weather. And let's see what this is. What this is all about. This is Bob Kramer football weather right here.
This is just Oklahoma weather.
That's
Wait
right.
Wait 5 minutes and it'll change.
That's right. And, you know, we've got a great football game. Man, what looked like it was going to be 6-0 became 18-0. In a hurry, with a team in Laverne not known for scoring points in a hurry generally, although they have scored a lot of them. I mean, as we look at the two, you know, Laverne this season has averaged 50.7 a game. You look at Balco Forgan, they're looking at 52.1 a game. A lot of these stats, as you look at the team, are mere images. 13.3 given up by the Bulls, 13.1 given up by Laverne. Statistically, they're pretty evenly matched, although they don't play alike in a lot of respects, but they do, you know, put up similar numbers in terms of their passing defenses as well. Balco Forgan, 105 pass yards given up. Laverne, 114. These are two of the best pass defenses in Class B, maybe the two best, and that's what we're seeing tonight with the interceptions. And you know, we've already seen two interceptions and some turnovers. So ball hot defenses here. Defense wins championships, and that's what Balco Forgan's, you know, giving up 18. Their defense has played really well tonight.
It has. I mean, you have a pick six, and that's not the defense's fault, obviously.
Right.
Nothing they can do there. But, I mean, it's really two plays. It's a big broken run, and it's a big pass play.
And really, yeah, just that pass play. The run, even at 28 out, which is maybe the biggest run of the game for either team tonight. And then the pass play, you know, is great job by Peyton Freeman kind of navigating the winds. He'd thrown a couple that the wind took, and you could see him really trying to think. This time they made the pass play towards the middle, or right down the right hash, not down the sideline, knowing that if he threw it to the sideline, that wind may take it and throws it out of bounds. So good job of recognizing the elements there. As right now it looks like the wind has died down. Little wind. As all of a sudden the flags went dead. Well, there it goes, kicking up a little bit, but certainly not as strong as it was to start the game. Right now, their field conditions, as we take a look, looks like right around that 39-degree range. So we are going to dip into the 30s to end this thing.
And I know we joked about the Oklahoma weather earlier. I saw earlier, just checking the radar just for fun, it's snowing in the panel. It might be snowing by the time this game ends. I don't even.
Anything can happen.
Anything. I mean, this is perfect football weather. It really is. Some people disagree and say, it's too cold. What in the world are you talking about? But championships are won in this kind of weather.
This is what you play for all year, and both these teams are built to play in it. And we'll see what happens here in the second half. One half to play for a gold ball here at the Class B state title game. Laverne leading 18-0, and they're going to take the second half kick. They'll be going left to right, again in those yellow pants, purple jerseys, white numbers, purple hats, and Balco Forgan in the all-white with the burnt orange numbers and that bull on their helmet. Kicking off, Peyton Cockle. Back, Felix Teal back deep to receive. It's a line driver, and they are kicking it nowhere near Felix Teal wisely. That's going to go out of bounds inside the 30. So going to be set up decent field position to start this possession for Laverne Tigers, leading 18-0. And that's just a smart play. You do not want to kick it to number two. He's run five of them back this year.
Yeah, you'd rather give them the ball at the 35 than even let Teal have a shot at that.
Well, they just called a false start, well, on the kicking team. It's going to be declined. They're going to take it at the 35, so it's not going to matter. So here we go, the third quarter. Laverne Tigers taking over. Ball at the 35, first and 10. They lead 18-0. Peyton Freeman back in at quarterback. He's got one receiver wide either side. Teal's going to go in motion. It's going to be a jet sweep to Felix Teal. Left side, got a little crease, grabbed around the shoulder pad at the 40 and driven down and powell driven to the ground at the 40-yard line as Teal tried to slip through there. We mentioned it. Like an eel, slippery and electric. That's it. And that time he almost slipped through there.
I mean, that's just what he does best. We've seen it all day. He's going to keep doing it.
It's, you know, every time you see him get the football, the crowd kind of holds their breath.
You can see everyone kind of lean forward when you see it.
The whole crowd, we're sitting above it. And the Laverne crowd kind of all goes, oh, my. This could be, that time picked up about seven on the play. Second and three Ball at the 42-yard line. Laverne's still in their own territory. Same formation, far side, though. Teal coming in that jet sweep action. They give it to him. This time to the right side, and he's got a crease. He's to the 50. He's to the 40. He's got one man to beat. It's McCowan, and pushes him out of bounds inside the 30-yard line. And a 35-yard pickup by Felix Teal, and McCowan was the only thing between him and the end zone.
And that's what we said. We saw everyone, like we just mentioned, here comes Felix Teal, and everyone's, okay, here we go. Here's the big play.
There's some people thought he was going to house that, and if it wasn't for McCowan, who had a great angle on him, he would have taken it all the way. Good job by Jordan McCowan staying at home. Brings up first and 10 now, but Laverne at the 30-yard line, leading 18 to zip. And if you're Balco Forgan, you got to keep him out here. Want to get that momentum shifted back to your side. Logan Freeman's going to be wide right. There are two backs to either side of Freeman in the gun. New formation. He's going to keep it. Follow the lead blocker right up the gut. He's got a little space down to the 20, to the 10. He's going to get to the 5, and he's hit hard out of bounds. McCowan saves another touchdown, but Peyton Freeman's inside the 5.
I mean, nice play again by McCowan. Once again, another touchdown-saving tackle. But I like the formation there. You know, we're all expecting Teal to take it, so let's have Peyton Freeman take it instead.
They're marking it at the 5-yard, just outside of the 5, so his foot must have stepped out before McCowan hit him. 6-yard line. First and goal from the 6 Tigers. Logan Freeman wide left. Teal going to be wide right. Mason Massey is now in the backfield with Peyton Freeman. Teal in motion. Jet sweep action. Give Teal. Blown up right away. Made it, picked up a yard. Nice job on the right side of that D line. And Caden Delatorre is coming up limping. And big Caden Delatorre, who made that play. 6'8", 302. You just don't see that kind of size all the time. 8-man football. And that time, Caden's limping a little bit from that tackle spot. Was a 2-yard gain. Second and goal from the 4 for Laverne as Delatorre is going to stay in there. They're going to try to stand strong inside this 5. That's that same formation Freeman ran on. Two backs to either side of him. Logan Freeman, wide right, high snap. Freeman tries to go up the middle. He slips, coming out, picked up maybe a yard, and there's a flag late on that play. If this is on Laverne, it's going to be a big penalty. It's going to be a chop block on the Tigers, and that's big because he was even closer to the end zone. We had a 3rd and goal from the 3. Things coming all the way back now.
Once again, penalties just being a big factor in this game.
And this time, the Tigers mistake, and that could be a big one. Is a score there really deflates Balco Forgan. I know there's only 10-13 left in the 3rd quarter, but after the way that first half ended, to come down, if Laverne comes down and scores, it would go a long way. Now it's 2nd and goal from the 18-yard line. But fortunately, though, for Laverne, it's only 2nd down, but you are now nowhere near the end zone where you were a little bit ago. It's going to be that same formation with the two backs to either side of Freeman. He's got Bachelman on his right, he's got Massey on his left. Logan Freeman, his brother, wide right. Backers in the box on the left side. It's going to be a throw. Quick throw. Right side. Freeman hit instantly, and he dropped the football. And what a play out there by Conkle, who already has one interception. That time, timed it perfectly. Blow it up, that pass play.
That's what you need to do. Make sure okay, you would have tried to catch the ball. Not on my watch.
That is exactly how you coach it. He made a great break on the football and hit Freeman just as the ball arrived. Falls incomplete. 3rd and goal. From the 18-yard line. 18 zip the score. Laverne in front. They've got the football. 9:57 to go in the 3rd quarter. First possession of this 2nd half. Receiver to either side. It's Bachelman right, Freeman left, Massey in the backfield with Peyton Freeman. They give it to Bachelman. Left side. It's got a little crease. To the outside. Cuts it back to the right side. And had he busted it to the outside, he might have scored. He cut it back in, and he gets stopped at the 10-yard line. Still a good pickup, going to bring up a 4th and goal from the 10-yard line. But looked like he had a little space on the edge if he decided to keep going.
That's one where you get up and think, why didn't I do that? It was right there.
It looked like he was trying to kind of stop. He'd come up limping. Bachelman's going to come off the field here. But it looked like he tried to kind of make the defender fly by, and then nobody bit on the back end. McGowan there to stop him.
Sometimes that happens. You try to get a little too fancy when you just need to make the simple play.
Well, this isn't fancy. It's a power formation with Felix kind of off to the right slot. They're going to put him in motion. Jet sweep action. but they're going to roll right. Peyton Freeman's going to look towards the back to the left side of Felix Teal, back left corner of the end zone. Teal skies for it and can't come away with it. And showing the hops that time is number two, but the little bit of trickery there does not pay off. Turnover on downs, that's a big stop for Balco Corgan.
That is the stop you need if you're Balco Corgan. If you want any shot of getting momentum, it all starts with a big defensive stop.
You got a little taste of how high up Felix Teal can get. And we talk about how good he's been, you know, coming out. No one knew really about him until the first game. We saw him the first game of the year. But basketball as well, I've heard tell he's a pretty good player. Option pitch right side for Hall. It's going to pick up a couple. He pitched it outside to Nathan Smith, who's driven out of bounds. He ran it to the short side of the field. Nice job by Laverne just stretching that play out, not giving much, but looks like he got a little more than I thought he did. Looks like that's about a five-yard pickup there, Kate. I thought he got pushed out of bounds well before that.
Well, it looked like it, but he was able to kind of just break a tackle, tiptoe the sideline.
The wind is blowing even more left to right across the field. Winds have picked up a little bit. Receiver either side for the Bulls, second and five. Ball's at the 15-yard line for Balco Forgan. Desperately need a score in this possession right now. Trailing 18-zip, 8:55 to go in the third quarter. Hall in the gun, trying to get them to jump. Option play. It's keeper by Hall. Bottled up, tries to creep his way outside and nowhere to go. It's Gabe Lovell once again, and Karsten Bags blew that thing up. That's number 13, Caden Knight. Thought it was Bags in there. Caden Knight with the tackle. Long one here. Almost two. Keeper quickly by Hall. They got up there quickly, snapped it, and I think he got it.
It looks like he got it. At least from the markings we got here.
That pace really helped them there. They were quick to that football and got set quickly and got the ball to Hall and just followed those big guys up front. First down, Balco Forgan from the 21-yard line, first and 10. And now they got a little bit of space to work with behind them here. McGowan's to the left. There's another receiver wide right. Looks like Ramju. Smith in the backfield with Hall. Quick pass left side right to Ramju on the right side, rather. He takes it to the 25. He's still on his feet down to the 30-yard line, and great job keeping his feet. And I think that's a first down by Mason Ramju. And a flag late, and that's a little late contact, Cade. That may be another big mistake on the Tigers.
It might be.
Oh, no, that is a hold. And that was a late flag for a hold. It came after play.
Sometimes that happens, though. Knowing people that are officials, sometimes it gets stuck in your pocket a little bit trying to throw it, and then it looks odd.
The good news for Balco Forgan, it was at the end of the play, and I'm not even sure who held. The play was almost over. It was a great job by Ramju, and now the ball goes back there. I'm going to say it was 5 yards downfield, so bring up first and 15 from the 15-yard line. It's Balco Forgan again with those penalties, moving them back.
Once again, just still a problem. It's something you have to fix if you want to win this game.
Yeah, you got to play clean. And, you know, they have for the most part. It hasn't been too bad. The turnovers have been bad, but the pretty cleanly played. It's just Laverne really makes you earn everything. You can't blink. And that's going to be a give to the tailback. It's Smith around the left side. He's got a little space. He's down the left hash and crosses the 35-yard line, and he gets the first down and a yard more. Great run by Nathan Smith.
Got it all back right there. That's what you need to do. Get back to your basics, running the football.
And that no better way to get centered and regroup than that. That's a great play call by Coach Regeer. First and 10, Balco Forgan from the 31. Hall and gun, quickly, option play. Keeper by Hall, tries to take it up the middle, hurdles a guy and goes down. Somebody fell down and he jumped him. Takes it down 9-yard gain down to the 40-yard line. He's going to be just shy of that first down yardage. Another great job by Hall. And this is how they were running to start the game.
Yeah, this does feel similar to their first drive of the game.
Getting back to basics is working right now. Starting to get a little something going are the Bulls. Receiver either side, pistol. Oh, the running back went to the left, and Hall took the pitch to the right and had to quickly turn around and give it to Smith. There's nowhere to go, and he lost a yard.
Yeah, that's a busted play right there. You're expecting the running back to beat your right. Go to pitch to him. Where is he?
Well, you can't make those mistakes because Lovell gets back there so quick. You don't have time to regroup after that. You really have to snap it and get the ball out. That time, a little hesitation caused for a lost yard, but still third and short, third and two for the Bulls from the 40-yard line, their own 40. They trail 18-zip, 6:39, clock ticking on this third quarter. Following the lead block of Smith is Hall. He's hitting in this hole and still drags two guys with him. He's thrown to the ground violently by Freeman, but Hall gets that first down and a few more. He's out just shy of midfield. And a tough run by Jaden Hall.
How many times do you get to say that? A quarterback tackling another quarterback.
And they hit each other hard. That was a collision. As Hall bounced off the first man that hit him and then drug a couple more Tigers. Jaden Hall running hard right now. Under center this time, first and 10 from the 48. Creason in motion. He's going to be the lead blocker. Hall tries to follow that block. He runs right into Tate Domi and then Peyton Freeman again, who cleans it up after a pickup of about three or four. See where they spot this.
We got a late flag
and
here.
And another flag.
Now, this would not surprise me if it's on Mason Romju. He had a takedown earlier.
On the far side of the field.
Now, yeah, around the 43.
One thing about Laverne's yellow pants, it's sometimes hard to see the flags as they're thrown the feet. Unsportsmanlike conduct on Alco Forgan, and the Bulls coaches are irate right now. Coach Regeer is giving the official an earful, and they think it was both ways. Instead, it's going to be on the Bulls, and I didn't see what it was. It was away from us on the far side. That's another huge penalty because it moves the ball all the way back to the 36-yard line.
It looks like Romju was just trying to finish his play there. I think that could be what Balco Forgan's arguing. He's finishing his play and making the block, but you can't throw him down to the ground when you're 10 yards away from the entire play.
Second and 22. Keeper. Oh, Smith throws a great block, but he's hitting Kate Knight. That was Mason Massey. I just saw the one. I thought it was 1-3, and it was Massey. And you're not getting away from him. When he gets a hold of somebody, they do not get away from Mason Massey. He is a great tackler. It was a pickup of a couple, third and 17, 5 yards on the play. Right now, if you're Balco Forgan, you want to try to make this manageable. Give to Smith. Nowhere to go, and it is instantly destroyed at the line of scrimmage. Cooper Long and Gabe Lovell are owning that line right now. Nowhere to go that time.
That's just credit to Laverne. All they need is one play to go their way. All they need is one break to jump on you.
Yeah, if you move backwards on them, they smell blood in the water. It is real hard. Fourth and 17. Although, last time they were in this spot, Nathan Smith, the big run. But there's going to be, looks like they're punting now. And that's pretty wise. McCowan, and there is a flag down. False start on Balco Forgan. So they false started. I didn't even realize they were set yet.
Also do want to mention the wind as we see the flag starting to go. The goalpost is shaking here.
It really picked up. Those wind gusts, which are supposed to be upwards about 40 miles per hour tonight, are really kicking up right now. So you've moved the ball back five for the Bulls, and now Jordan McCowan's kicking into the wind. There is stuff blowing across the field right now, left to right, into McCowan's face. He kicks it, gets it away. It's a low kick, fortunately for him. Takes a bounce for Laverne and down at the 40-yard line. It was a net of only around 25 yards for Jordan McCowan, but pretty good considering what he was kicking into there.
Considering what you're kicking into there, that's a good punt. You'll take that today.
You'll take that today. Now that defense back in there after another punt, and this is what we saw in the first half. There's 4:49, though. The clock moving. 18-0. Laverne leads. 4:49 left in this third quarter. A lot of time left if you're Balco Forgan, but now Laverne with the football. Teal wide right. Logan Freeman to the left. Teal in motion. They give it to him. Jet sweep following that lead block up inside. He's drugged down and whipped around and brought to the ground as they weren't letting him go anywhere. That was a nice tackle by Creason. And that is a big, because Teal thought he was going to get some forward momentum. Creason said no and just whipped him around after a pickup of three.
Anytime you see those whip-around tackles, they're always interesting. Somebody noticing about the wind, the ball is moving on itself.
Yes, the spot. They can't have any trouble spotting the football because it's rolling forward. It is right at the 44. The official had to go. Back judge had to run up there and re-spot it. Snap to Peyton Freeman. He rolls right, surveys, nowhere to go. Throws it back to the middle of the field. Throws it low. Nice catch by Tate Domi. Thrown low and behind him. And made the catch past the 50-yard line, just shy of the 45 at the 46.
Great adjustment by Domi there. Realizing where the ball is, making the adjustment in space to get that ball.
I like that throw, too, with the wind kicking up. You throw it low. Don't try to put too much air under it. And just a great play by Tate Domi. And that's the kind of play where you're like, we'll take it. You know, looked like he was going to throw it low and away. And Tate Domi with a fantastic catch for Laverne. Logan Freeman to the left. Mason Matthews in the slot right now. He's going to come in motion. And they're going to give it to the tailback. It's Teal following Massey's block. Spins around, still on his feet to the 25, to the 30, down to the 25, and out of bounds is Felix Teal. Oh, my. And all he needs is a little bit of space, Cade. Big pickup down to the 25-yard line. What a player.
He is starting to get the runs we expected him to see that he's been getting all year.
25-yard line. You know, really, I mean, they've used him a lot more than they used him earlier in the season. They're really going to him a lot more. Is it just you can't keep him off the field. Logan Freeman, wide right, two backs. High snap, ball's on the ground for Peyton Freeman. He just falls on it and wisely takes a knee because that could have been a disaster. Adam Creason was right behind him. And nice job by Freeman not trying to pick that up or make something crazy happen. He just falls on it and takes what the defense gives him. But it's a loss of right about six. Be second and 16 now for Laverne. Ball's at the 32.
And that's a veteran move there. That's something you'll see an experienced quarterback do. Not try to make a crazy play, try to make something out of a disaster. Just accept what happened, regroup for the next play.
Yeah, you're up 18 zip. There's 3:02 left in the third quarter. You just fall on it at that point. Teal, jet sweep action, following Lovell's block. They grab him on his ankles, though. He's trying to get loose. He's still on his feet, spins out of it, tries to change direction, takes it back to the 25, and finally whipped out of bounds by Jaden Hall. But Felix Teal, they had him dead to rights twice and couldn't get him on the ground.
That's the electricity of Teal.
Picked up past the original line of scrimmage, got a couple more. It's 3rd and 8 now for Laverne.
Looked like he was being grabbed by his foot. He just raises his foot, steps out of it.
I thought for sure they had him. No dice. 3rd and 8. Still a ways to go for this first down for Laverne. Teal's now in the slot. Gabe Lovell's the fullback. Peyton Freeman's under center now. A little bit of a new look here. Freeman's going to roll left. He's going to drop back to pass. He's going to throw to the left to Teal, who winded all the way down. He's real close to that first down marker before he tackled. He's right at it. I think he's going to be shy by about a yard. And that time they put Teal in motion from the left, and then Freeman rolled that way, and then Felix Teal kind of came out of that motion and wrapped all the way around the formation to catch that pass. Kind of a little curl route all the way. Drug in front. It's 4th and 1. He's just shy of that first down marker. Big fourth down here for 2:13 to go in the third quarter. Laverne leading 18 zip.
It's not what we expected. If you would have told me coming into this game, Laverne throwing the ball would have been the big key so far.
It's been a big chunk plays, a lot of them for the Tigers. Teal to the right, Freeman to the left, fullbacks Massey. They give it to Mason. He's going to take it up inside. Did he get enough? I think he did. He's still trying to get out of there. They haven't blown it dead yet, but the forward progress. He's going to give Mason that first down, and really nothing you can do there when you got a strong back like Massey just coming up the gut and only needed a yard, and he got it.
Yeah, that's one of those. You're going to get this yard. With the way you have it and the formations you can line up and the personnel you have, you're going to get that yard.
Minute 40 left in the third quarter, and the clock moving very quickly. 18 zip for Laverne, and Balco Forgan needs to keep him out here. Receiver to either side. Tailback, once again, Massey. Freeman under center. Puts Teal in motion. Gives it to him. Cuts up the inside instead of taking it out. Right up the middle. Almost falls down and stays in his feet. He's down to the 5. He's going to score. Oh, my goodness, Felix Teal. From the 13-yard line. They thought they hit him and he was going to fall. He spun around, kept his balance, moved towards the corner of the end zone. What a player.
What can you say about that? The spin cycle, the change, just keeping his body up. What else is there to say about Felix Teal, but how is this kid only a freshman?
Unreal. 24 to zip, Laverne in front with a minute 16 to go. And just when it looked like Balco Forgan trying to get that momentum back, Laverne scores again. Teal now is wide left. They've yet to pick up a two-point conversion in this game. Tigers, about the only thing that's gone wrong for him today. Freeman in the gun. Tries to take it himself, and he can't get there. He's drugged down by Jaden Hall. And two-point conversion won't count with 1:16 to go in this third quarter. It's 24-0. Laverne in front of Balco Forgan. You're listening to our Road to the Top on K101.
This holiday season, great gifters split the cost with Zelle, together with Bank 7. easily split the cost of a group gift using Zelle, and give the big gift they really want. Use your Bank 7 mobile app to send, request, or split money with family and friends. To learn more, visit bank7.com or call 800-259-0921. Must have a bank account in the U.S. to use Zelle. Data rates and transfer limits may apply. Member FDIC.
Back in Alpha, Class B state title game. Laverne Tigers are rolling. 24-0 the score with a minute 16 to go in the third quarter. And now the Bulls are shell-shocked here as it's been all Laverne after that last 30 seconds of that first half. And now Felix Teal taking the breath out of the fans on the Balco Morgan sideline. And what a run by Teal. His second touchdown of the day. His first was from 28 yards out. This one from 14. And what a player. 4 years of this, if you're in Class B, you gotta put up with.
This is not something you want to deal with ever. And you still got to deal with it for three more years after this.
You just don't see freshmen run like that in state title games much. As he has stolen the show here right now. You know, when David Glover was up here a little bit ago, he talked about how rare it is to have guys playing at the next level. We got two tonight because Felix Teal keeps playing like this. He'll be playing at the next level. Jaden Hall, we know, will be playing at the next level. A lot of talent out there. And there's some other guys on both these squads that could play some football at the next level if that's what they want to do.
It would not surprise me to see some people here in a few years maybe in red and black.
They got to tee it up. Tate Domi has the wind at his back and kicks that one out of the back of the end zone. As those winds really kicking up, they had to have someone hold it for him. It's going to be a touchback. And with a minute 16 to go in the third quarter, if you're the Balco Forgan Bulls, this you need to come away with points right here.
You absolutely have to. Down three scores here. This is still a game you can be in, but time is starting to run out.
Yes, because of the missed two-point conversions, four of them, you now are in a three-score game. Not out of the question. Fake the give to Smith. Hall rolls right. Throw quickly. Almost picked off. In and out of the hands of Peyton Freeman as they tried to fake the handoff and quick throw it to Ramju, and Freeman was waiting on it, and he may have been running that back for six had he held on to it.
Yeah, he's frustrated with himself about that one. That one was right in his hands. He had it, and he got caught looking at the end zone and not thinking about catching the ball.
And Peyton Freeman has really played an exceptional football game tonight. Not enough really can be said. We've lauded Teal, but Freeman has made some big throws. As the give goes to Smith, he spins around, takes it up for 5 yard pickup. As that Tiger defense making him earn everything. But Freeman's been good defensively. He's you know, not let anything get behind him really. He's almost come up, got his hands on some footballs. He's really orchestrated the offense well.
And he's done what a leader's supposed to do.
Yeah, they've been the more disciplined team. Jaden Hall's going to run around the right, tries to get a block from Ramju, and runs out of space right at about the sticks. We'll see if they give him the first down. I think he got it. That's going to be a first down for Jaden Hall and a pickup of 5 yards at the 30-yard line. And Jaden Hall, again, if you're just joining us, wearing a 50 tonight because something happened with his jersey. He's now had to wear his teammate's jersey. It's number 50, Daniel Pearson, who's injured. One receiver to either side. Give us to the tailback, Smith. He's got a little space right up the middle. He's got to beat Logan Freeman. Can he get past him to the 40 and driven down by Freeman past the 40-yard line? The 40 of Laverne and a huge pickup that time. 30 yards for Nathan Smith. And, boy, did the Bulls need that.
They absolutely need that. That is the big momentum play. That is something you need to see. Finally seeing the ball. Being able to run, have a big play on this Laverne defense.
Quickly get into the ball. Hall, he gives it to Smith again. Same play right up the middle. This time nobody bit. And Mason Massey once again brings him down after a pickup of a couple. That clock ticking. 20 seconds on the game clock. We'll see if they try to get to the line and snap it. 16 seconds. I think they're going to try to run a play here.
I think that also shows the success of that play. No one bit and they still got 4 yards.
4 yards. Second and six. 8 seconds to snap it. Hall. Keeper all the way. Left side, he's chased down from behind, and Cooper Long gets the sack. I think he lost a yard on the play, and Long did not bite on any fakes. Came all the way around and sacked Jaden Hall for a loss of a yard. And that's going to do it for the third quarter. One quarter left to play. It's Laverne 24, Balco Forgan Zip. It's the Class B state title game here on K101.